Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on a Thursday. We are 1 week away from Draft and Craft Night at the Timber Rattlers game. Myself and Andy Herman with a pregame Q&A, draft talk, craft beers on sale all night for $3, including some Carry the G available for you there at the Timber Rattlers game 1 week from tonight. People, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get your tickets. Starting at 6:40 p.m., you see it right there. Tickets are available in the link in the description of this video 1 week from tonight. My goodness. And what's crazy is 1 week from tonight, we'll still be a week away from the NFL draft. Oh, I swear this thing feels like it's never going to happen. But it is 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from tonight, the Packers will undoubtedly break hearts across Packers Nation by selecting someone in the first round that nobody wants them to take. I can't wait. That's just me. That's just how I live. I'm like the Joker. I just want to see the world burn. I know your mileage may vary. Good to see everybody in the comment section already mixing it up. Hello, everybody. Soders here, of course. Brandy, hello. Dean, hope you're doing well. I did want to talk a little bit before jumping into your questions and comments about Jacob Monk, the former fifth-round pick guy who spent the majority, I'd say 99.9% of the year last year, on the bench. Inactive for many of the games, but I will say there is zero doubt that the signing of Banks and then sliding Jenkins to center certainly presents an obstacle for the young man to get on the field. But I would encourage you to stay tuned to this kid's career, because I know he started somewhat roughly last summer at training camp. Once the pads came on, it was very clear it was a bit overwhelming for the young man, and there's certainly no mistaking a guy who is struggling day in and day out during training camp. But I will say, there is no doubt, and you can go back and watch the preseason games on NFL Plus if you are so inclined, i.e., pretty sad like myself, and watch his improvement from the first part of the summer through the end of preseason. By the time they got to that, last preseason game, he was playing very well. And I get it, preseason, different level of competition, no doubt about it. But this also includes his time on the practice field during that stretch where, he's going up against some of the better guys across the front for Green Bay, as well as the twos and threes against the opponents in the preseason. And I know that we talk a lot about the jump, that big jump that guys can sometimes and hopefully do take between year one and year two. And I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to challenge Sean Ryan and Jordan Morgan for the right guard spot or possibly displace Elton Jenkins at center. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I highly doubt that happens. But I will say I suspect he is going to come into camp and look a lot better than he did last summer and provide them with some really, solid depth along the interior, which you could pretty plainly see in that playoff game is desperately needed. And that's not to take away from Telfort and, the effort that those guys put in. But Jacob Monk, with a year of seasoning, a year in the weight room, I do think he is going to come in and maybe surprise some people. Now, he's got to do the work, right? I talk about it each and every year. When you talk about guys making that jump from year one to year two, it is mostly about the work they put in during this time when they're not on the training, table. They're not on the practice field. They're not in the building. They're left to their own devices. And these guys, the work they put in now, and then when they join the team for the offseason program and start OTAs and build into training camp, that's when you can really see the work they put in now come to fruition. So he's got to fight for his right to party. But I feel pretty confident that he's going to surprise some people because, I look through the comments and people talking about the offensive line, the lack of depth and all of this. And man, people are really dismissive of Monk. And again, I get it. He didn't play at all last year. He was inactive for much of the season. Doesn't lend itself to saying, oh, this guy's really going to take off. But if there's a program and a team and a franchise that has shown they are more than willing to let a guy sit for a while and learn the game and bring them along slowly, it's certainly the Packers. Now, sometimes that bears fruit and sometimes it doesn't, but I suspect Monk is going to take a big, big step this summer. And I, for one, am excited to see it transpire. So mark the tape. Make sure you bookmark this, clip it, whatever you need to do. And then let's circle back this summer so you can either throw it in my face or say, Aaron, you're doing some damage to the Nagler's Never Right brand. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see each and every one of you. George Bell starting off with a humdinger. What's going on, George? Nay, Nags, curious. What does Corey have against Bill Michaels? He actually interviewed LVN this week. LVN was playing with a thumb problem last year. I do agree, need more production from defensive line. Okay, I'm going to work backwards here. Yeah, you're right. They definitely need more production. And playing with a thumb issue, no doubt. I mean, kudos for being on the field and playing through it, right? You are judged by what you put on tape. What you do between the white lines is what is talked about. That is your resume, and that is your calling card. And, you know, it's not unsimilar or dissimilar to what we've dealt with talking about Jordan Love last year, dealing with his knee and then the thigh and the groin and all the ailments that he was playing through, and you saw how his play dipped. It's part of the gig. You know, whatever you put on tape between the white lines is what is going to be discussed. That is, whether you're 100% or fighting through pain, doesn't matter. Everybody is, as Jordan himself said at the Super Bowl. So I don't doubt he was playing through stuff. No question. Still got to produce. And you're still going to be judged accordingly if you don't. And finally, what does Corey have against Bill Michaels? Man, that's a question for Corey. Although this does carry on a long-standing Cheesehead TV tradition of Corey coming on Packer Transplants and just saying whatever the hell he feels like and then leaving for a while, months on end, and I got to deal with it. So, yeah, that's a question for Corey. I will say the one thing that he has said publicly is, you know, he is not a big fan of the old guard. You know, whether it's Michaels or Homer or whoever has been around doing it a long time, he ain't a big fan of that kind of swath of folks covering the team. Now, that said, as I have pointed out to him in our private conversations at times, hey, we're getting close to being part of the old guard. You know, we've been doing this for there'll be 18 years come this summer, right? So, you know, I'm sure there are kids looking at us saying, like, we're the old guard. We need to shut the hell up. In fact, I know there are because they're in my mentions all the time. So, but directly, what's his problem with Bill? Man, you'd have to ask Corey. I'm cool with Bill. I saw Bill at the Super Bowl, said hi to him, shook his hand. I think Bill's dope. He's been doing this a long time. I have respect for the game, respect for the grind. As for Corey, that is a question for Mr. Banky. Dale Norton, good afternoon from Cork, Ireland. Well, hello, Dale. You scoping out the digs for the game over there when the Steelers arrive? I don't think it's going to be the Packers, unfortunately, but good afternoon from New York City. Hope you're doing well, Dale. Aaronies. I'm not sure how to pronounce that handle, but hello and thank you for the super chat. Are you concerned that the Packers haven't locked down Whelan? I was hoping they would have given him a deal pretty early on as they did with McManus. I'm not concerned, and I'm not surprised. Look, Daniel Whelan had a great year, right? Let me amend that. Had a good year, not a great year. Because if you go back and actually watch the back half of the season, man, there's some less than stellar punts in some pretty key situations. Now, that doesn't mean he wasn't on balance a really good punter throughout the season, because I do think he was. But he certainly hasn't arrived, let's say. I'm not surprised they haven't committed to him long-term with a significant deal. I think he's got another year to show that he can be a lot more consistent in the back half of the season, because that is the issue. If you are a punter in Green Bay, you are going to have to show that what you're doing in September and October, banging these 60-yarders and pinning people deep, and it's all well and good when the temperatures are sitting at 65, but can you do it when the temperatures are at 13, at 10? Can you do it when the ball is as hard as a rock because it's so cold? You know, the things change in Green Bay there down the stretch. And it wasn't even just talking about Daniel in particular. It wasn't just in those situations. It was, you know, a couple times in one in the Metrodome was poor. There was one in at Ford Field that was off. And when they need to be at their best is down the stretch. So I know we all really kind of were very excited early in the season about his performance for good reason. He was outstanding, but he did get a little bit too inconsistent towards the end of the year, and that has got to shape up. So put a button on it. Am I surprised or concerned? No, He's got to continue to show that he's the guy. Joey, how are you, man? April 10th and Jair is still a Packer. Just saying. Hey, man, we just talked about it at length. Justice and I highly recommend you check out that that conversation. It's trending the right way for you, buddy. I'll tell you that. Dean, I don't know about all this. I tell my daughters as often as I can to guard against the DIC. You know, look, see here, I try to do a service trying to coin the phrase draft industrial complex, and people have just turned it on its head. It's, you know, it's not great. Not great. Big Mike, what's up? Draft is in 2 weeks. Let's fucking go. Well, all right, brother. Let's go. I mean, it's still 2 weeks. 2 weeks? Talk to me in a week, and then I'll be excited. This might be my favorite comment ever. I can't hear anything. Well, Falco, 31, let me tell you. There are times when I can sit here and say, with all clarity and honesty, that is my fault. But not today. Today, sound is working. The mic is on. I can see the levels. Feel like that's user error on your end, sir. But look, hey, if everybody else can hear me, that's good. They seem to be able to hear me, so I apologize. Soder, that's, wow, man. Setting a high bar right there, sir. Just need Monk to be better than Newman. I think he clears that bar. I think he cleared that bar last summer myself. But, yeah, that's, look, if there's something to shoot for, better than Royce Newman is certainly a goal. Right? No doubt about it. Great question, Ray. What are teams doing right now regarding the draft? Are they pretty much ready? Yes and no. I mean, for the most part, yes, the work is done, but they are still going through and revising and double kind of circling back on certain things or whatever questions may have come up during the pro day circuit, both medically and what they saw workout wise. Certainly the draft board is close, if not totally set. They will be having meetings each and every day going through all the draftable prospects, the guys that they will put, you know, finalize as draftable, what the tiers are as far as, you know, first round, second round, things like that. But for the most part, things are done. Now, there are still guys like, I know Abdul Carter had his medical recheck today in Indianapolis because, you know, there were, you know, he was still hurt during the combine. So there are medical rechecks still going on. They'll still be gathering that type of information. Most of that will get kind of buttoned up next week. Oh, by the end of this week, early next week. But yeah, the hay will be in the barn, as Ted used to say, most likely heading into that final week of the draft, probably by the end of next week. Song of the day, Twilight Zone. Oh boy. Yikes. Yikes. Speaking of the draft coming up here in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from last night, you can come on out downtown Green Bay. Hang out with Corey and I at Stage 1 for our NFL Draft Meetup. Wednesday, April 23rd, from 8 to 11. We got Carry the G on special, Cheesehead TV giveaways, some special Packers guests, which will most likely include our guest last night on Packer Transplants, Evan Williams. Sounds like he's going to be coming on through, so come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, they don't draft until prime time the next day, so it's not like you got to get up early and get ready for the draft, although you do have to do that, but it's not like they'll be drafting right away. So you can hang out, have a good time, throw a few back, have some Carry the G's, talk some ball with myself, Corey, whoever else shows up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be good times. Styling and profiling. Appreciate the super sticker there. Don't see a comment, but I really appreciate that, man. Norman, man, what is happening? I'll see you soon. I cannot wait. Hope you're enjoying your time out there out west. I will see you soon. Kevin, when will Carry the G be available in Kentucky? I know. Kevin, I hate to say it, but not anytime soon. We're still going to be primarily Wisconsin-based for quite a while, I think. You know, we've pushed a little bit into the kind of St. Paul area, west of Wisconsin there, and then obviously a couple places in Chicago. But yeah, there's little doubt we are going to be Wisconsin-centric for the time being. Now, that doesn't mean we won't continue to explore trying to get into other avenues and other markets. We did speak with a couple of different distributors here in the New York area last year in conjunction with Gathering Place, our brewery. But, you know, because of it, because of the nature of the beer itself being so hyper niche and so Wisconsin, you know, prominent, it's a hard sell for Kentucky or New York to take on this local Wisconsin beer. But we will keep trying, and the more it grows, and it has grown all 3 years it's been out, it's sold more than the last. So as long as we can continue to show growth and, you know, it trends the right direction, then hopefully someday we'll be there. Styling, no problem, man. Crap, I did my super chat wrong. Nags, as long as we don't draft any defensive players from Michigan or Georgia. See, now that's silly. Now that's just silly. Just because they've had guys come through their doors from certain schools that don't pan out doesn't mean that everybody else from those schools isn't going to pan out. And I sense maybe you're kidding a little bit, but I know there are people who are very, very gung-ho and diehard about that kind of thing. Mostly, you know, because they're college football fans. But yeah, I don't, just because someone from Michigan didn't work out earlier doesn't mean he's not going to work out again. And also, Rashawn Gary is a really good draft pick and a really good football player. You should want another Rashawn Gary on your football team, which is who I assume you're talking about. Georgia, I get it. Was still, you know, jury's still out on Quay and Devontae Wyatt, and you've had a couple other prospects maybe flame out a little bit, but yeah, I don't care where they went to school. Once they become Packers, they're Green Bay Packers, and they're going to ball out. That's where I'm at. Rick Harris, how are you, man? LOL, seeing a smart car painted like a Bears helmet. I think there's a bunch of those. When I was at the Combine, I saw a Vikings one, actually, which is incongruous, but there it was. Soder, how are you, man? A lot of wide receivers in the top 30 visits. Yes, they've added a few since Tyler Brook and I talked about it last week on Draft Industrial Complex. But I love the idea that they're looking at wide receivers. I think we all kind of assumed that that would be an area that they would be looking at in this draft. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll select one early. It doesn't necessarily mean they'll select one of the guys they had in for a visit. But it certainly will tell you, much like I talked about with offensive tackles the other day, it's an area they're looking at. And yeah, I don't think that's a surprise, right? But yeah, look, I'm dead set on being disappointed at wide receiver because I want Jaden Higgins in a Packers uniform in the worst way, which obviously means it's not going to happen. I would also accept Jalen Royals, who I also enjoy, but yeah, there's little doubt that whoever I set my eye on, they won't draft. So that's all you really need to know. And speaking of which, the Nagler's Draft Crush video will be up and out sometime next week. So get ready for that. Cheesy baby, how are you, man? We got Direwolves back before the Bears had a 4,000-yard QB and Vikings have a Super Bowl. Sorry, plastic franchise. I mean, that is a time marker, right? You know, the Bears having a 4,000-yard passer, which has never occurred. And the fact that, you know, we sit here and exist in 2025 without ever having seen it, ever had it recorded in human history, it's pretty amazing. She said, Joey, how are you, man? I'm just ready for my weekly draft day film watch. I mean, yearly, not weekly. Whew, yeah, draft day is not for me, but I know people enjoy it for whatever reason. Hey, knock yourself out. I will be, you'll be missing me with that one. Brandy, thank you for being a Carry the G Club member and for being an awesome moderator here on Cheesehead TV. Hope I'll see you at happy hour in a couple minutes. Brandy says, Corey's house is an awesome location to be a fan. Seems like a lot to deal with when you try to sleep or in bed sick. Would you live there? Oh, I would not live there. No, that would not be for me. I mean, it's awesome. And there's no doubt that, you know, Corey and his girlfriend, you know, thought about it long and hard about making the move and making it permanent. It is very much for them. Yeah, that would not be for me. There's no doubt that it's one of the things I love is that moment you see Lambeau again, you know, that moment when you make that drive down Oneida or Lombardi, and then there it is. It's so amazing. It's so great. Waking up there every day, I don't know. It's just not for me. I mean, don't get me wrong. It'd be great. But if I have my preference, which I do, yeah, I'd probably choose something else. That's just me. That's just how I roll. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. As I mentioned to Brandy, don't forget, Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, happy hour at the top of the hour. The information is on your respective pages. We'll see you there. Everybody else, please hit like, hit subscribe. Talk to you tomorrow. Go Pack, go.